It's another special edition of the Shooting USA podcast, live from the Smith & Wesson booth, 2014 SHOT Show, Sands Convention Center, Las Vegas, Nevada. This time I've got the lovely Julie Golub and, of course, Mike Irvine.
The not-so-lovely Mike Irvine.
Mike, you need to get that mic closer to your face.
Okay, now we can hear everybody,
that's
including myself.
Better.
I'm new.
Welcome, Julie.
Thank you. Welcome.
I hate to do this to you, but there you go.
There
people
go.
Want to hear your shining, lovely voice. This is not something that you're at all new to. You are podcasting regularly.
Yes.
Talk about that.
Well, I do a little podcast called Gun Girl Radio with my fellow teammate here at Smith, Randy Rogers. And then when I have time, I do my own.
That's outstanding. And in addition to that, a published author.
Yes.
We've got Shoot, which is going very well. And now I understand another book with advice for women to stay fit during pregnancy.
Yes. It's just an ebook. It's a small little pamphlet, but it's kind of a resource guide for women out there who want to know what are the risks and whether or not they should shoot while they're pregnant.
Well, okay.
Not something you probably know.
Now
about,
no, I wouldn't, but...
Let's not let the cat out of the bag, Julie, but what are some of the things that people are going to learn here? Is there surprising information? Because my initial thought would be, no, don't shoot. But I feel like I'm wrong.
You know, I think it's a personal decision, depending on, you know, the woman and her partner and your family and your doctor and everything else. But as far as the risks, I mean, when you're talking about shooting, it's a loud noise. You have contaminants. You have lead exposure. And all of these are things that you should take into account.
All right, great.
And we'll read about it.
How about some new product out of Smith & Wesson and this long-awaited 8-shot, 9mm revolver.
I know. Jerry's so happy.
How exciting is that?
I know. This has been long awaited, especially since USPSA, United States Practical Shooting Association, has changed their rules for the revolver division this year. And it's going to allow minor caliber, like 9mm, mm-hmm. to have a little bit of an edge with that 8 rounds. Mm-hmm. And you can still play with your 6-shot 45, 625, but now you can shoot 9, and that short 9 cartridge sure will reload fast.
So mild to shoot in that chassis, too. That is just fantastic. I cannot wait to get my hands on one and give it a try.
I'm excited about it.
I've heard good things. I've heard that a number of them have been ordered, including 10 going out to the Hogue family, who are huge I-Corps shooters.
Absolutely. It's a smart move for Smith in the sense that, you know, with USPSA changing the rule, and if I-Corps has been a foundation for revolver shooting and, you know, the shooting sports for such a long time. It's really a good thing. People are very excited.
That's awesome.
Very good. And Julie, are we going to see you shooting one of these? Obviously, we know Jerry's going to do this in competition. This is what Jerry does. But are we going to see you shooting any more revolver stuff this year?
Yeah, not this year. It's going to be a big 1911 year for me, the 9mm 1911, which is just as nice to shoot. And also the M&P at the IPSC World Shoot. It's a World Shoot year in Florida.
Now we're talking.
Yes, we're back in. And this is you back in competition.
Yes.
We shouldn't overlook this. You had a year off to be a new mother, and now you're back. So are we aggressively pursuing some titles?
Aggressively is a good word. I'm definitely catering my schedule so that I'm not shooting a ton of different sports like I usually do. I'm focusing on Bianchi and IPSC for this year, and it kind of works out well with the Bianchi ending in May. And then the World Shoot is in October, so I've got a good solid 6 months to prepare.
Well, I've been working closely with Frank for over a year, ever since he's known that Universal Shooting Academy in Frostproof, Florida, was going to be the home for the World Shoot. The last time World Shoot was on U.S. soil was 1986.
Yeah.
So this is very significant, and this is going to be our first opportunity to put World Shoot competition on Shooting USA. We've never been able to do it before.
And it's a fantastic event. It's our Olympics.
Yep.
It's the pomp and circumstance, the excitement, the seriousness of the nature of competition. And we all have a good time in the U.S., but I tell you what, those international competitors are in it to win it.
Wow, he's expecting 1,800 shooters, which is something I've never seen either.
Yeah.
So looking forward to that greatly. Also, as always, looking forward to the Bianchi Cup.
Yes. It's an exciting year for Bianchi Cup because it's also a World Shoot year.
Right.
So they're almost back to back, so we'll see a lot of competitors internationally shoot both matches, mm-hmm. and it's a good opportunity to try to hit a 1920 twice.
Twice, not once. She's going for it twice.
Well, you know, all it takes is a little practice and hooking up on that right day.
Yeah, definitely.
And if anybody's poised to do it, it's got to be you.
Oh, well, I'll try.
Julie, take us through that mindset. What we talk at the magic number at the Yankee Cup is a 1920. That is the perfect score.
Yes.
What is the mindset to shoot for that? I mean, every single shot counts in that. How, and that's different from a lot of the shooting sports.
It is. You know, with the more speed-oriented shooting sports, you're running and gunning. It's so fast. You don't have time to analyze every single shot. But in Bianchi, I call it micromanaging the moment. You have to be aware of what's going on. You have to stick with your procedure, your mental game, and make sure that you stay with it and know how to compensate for your nerves, because that's the one factor that you just don't duplicate anywhere else other than when you're standing on that mover shaking like a leaf.
Why is that? Why does that one get – it's everybody says the mover. What is it about the mover that just tears at people's souls almost?
You know, it's not that difficult really. I mean, it's certainly a challenging target, but when you have the factor that everyone is staring at you when you're in that moment, and it's the one place where you could have so much disaster, and I think they put a little vibration plate under that starting position so that everybody's moving and shaking.
It's outstanding, and it makes fantastic television.
Because sure
it's
there,
I mean, it is. There is no more
the agony of defeat.
It is the moment, and you know when we do it in such a way that we have a camera that sees the shooter, and a camera that's dedicated to the target as it moves. You can see each individual shot hit.
Yeah,
and you know it's that ragged edge between absolute glory and victory, and just agonizing defeat.
And how you guys do it is almost like being exactly there, because you'll see all these people in the stands with their binos
right
there, and they're like, you know, sometimes they'll look at the shooter and sometimes they'll look at the target and the shooter, and that's you capture that moment so beautifully.
What's amazing to me is over the years we've seen disasters happen, and we've seen disasters happen to people on the 20 and the 25 yard line, and those shooters are so in tune with that target that they can see it and they know what happened.
Yes.
Yeah.
They know immediately what happened, and it's That level of concentration and focus is staggering to
me. It's the longest 4 minutes ever.
Yep.
That's amazing that it's only 4 minutes. I'm actually shocked, because when you're there watching, it feels like an eternity.
Yeah.
Only 4 minutes
only
to shoot the mover.
Yeah, that's all you're allowed.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, you know, there's a time limit involved.
Right.
But, my mentality is get it done as soon as possible.
Right.
Get it done.
Let's get it over with. Well, again, I have to give you credit, because if it wasn't for a conversation that you and I had a number of years ago at the IDPA Indoor National, the Shooting USA podcast wouldn't exist.
Oh, wow.
And
look at it now.
I still have that. Yeah, right?
It's, look how your baby's grown.
Look how it's going. It's almost in its sophomore year.
Yeah.
No, it's all credit is due to you. You are a master of the social media in all forms.
It's fun. It's the one way to connect with, well, you know, I live in northeastern Montana in the boonies. So it's one way to connect with shooters all over the country, all over the world. And, you know, we're all united on this front, and to have the internet there and all of these different tools to communicate, it's just awesome.
And nobody's better at it than you. Where can everybody find you? You're giving out information and great stuff every day. We've got the Gun Girl Radio podcast. What else is out there, Julie?
Everything you can find on my website, juliegolub.com, and I've got links there to all the social media sites, and of course, Shooting USA, Impossible Shot stuff, and YouTube and everything else. So.
What do you got coming this year for Impossible Shots? How about that segue? Let's go there for a minute.
Tough.
I think we're coming to Montana this year.
We are.
To work in Big Sky. What are you thinking? You got anything planned?
I think it's going to be art, music, and a spectacular amount of fun. It's going to be a great time. You're going to love it.
We're going to look forward to it. You'll see it this fall.
Outstanding. Thanks, Julie.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure.